If you're like me and looking to cut back on alcohol this year, Reese's Zero Proof Craft Mocktails are the perfect alcohol replacement. They've recreated the cocktails you know and love, like a lime margarita and a grapefruit Paloma, which happens to be my favorite, so you can enjoy the flavors and feelings of those cocktails without the booze. Zero proof, zero compromise. Listeners can get 15% off the Reese's Mocktail sampler at takeoutrecess.com/altacallmafs.
Each can of Reese's is a lightly sparkling mocktail made with real fruit and only 25 calories or less. It's a guilt-free way to unwind. They taste just like your favorite cocktails, without the alcohol. Whether you're relaxing after work or hanging out with friends, make Reese's mocktails your drink between drinks or your forever mocktail. Get 15% off Reese's mocktails now at takeoutrecess.com/altacallmafs. That's ALTARCALLMAFS. So you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences.
Whether you're going through menopause, perimenopause, or just hate that vicious week before your period when you have those terrible cravings and can't seem to find comfort in your body, then you have to try Hormone Harmony. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier by helping you maintain optimal hormone levels. That means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains herbal extracts called adaptogens that help the body adapt to any stressors, which includes chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. With over 17,000 reviews, join the women who keep mentioning how the biggest benefit of taking Hormone Harmony is feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com by using the code ALTACALLMAFS at checkout. That's ALTARCALLMAFS. Hi, I'm Tane.
And I'm Aid, and this is Alter Call, a Married at First Sight podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to this totally unplanned episode. But really fun episode that we had to talk about it. Hi, Aid.
Hi, Jane. Hi, everyone. We're here for breaking news.
Breaking news from People Magazine. They just brought out some stuff about maps, and we're talking about it, and we're like, why don't we talk about it with our friends? So, we told you last week, a little birdie told us that the premiere was going to be on the 4th of January. That has finally been confirmed, and 90-minute episodes.
I was
Is
confused.
that less?
Yes, because the first part of the People article says that the episode, I'm sorry, that the matchmaking series will officially return with expanded 90-minute episodes for its Sweet 16 season. MAFS is 2 hours long. And then the first episode is 3 hours long. So all I could think is like, are you really doing 3.5 hours for the season premiere? I'm very confused.
I mean, I'm not going to celebrate. I wish it would be 90-minute episodes, but if we know anything about maths, they don't take away. They just keep adding and adding and adding
I would
to
hope that they have done their research to know that they cannot have 3 hour episodes every week. Absolutely not.
I'm so sorry, Aid. I just want to say a quick maths update on past couples. Justin has a guest, and his guest is Gil. I cannot imagine two more annoying people together. If anyone listens to the podcast, give us the clip notes.
You know, I couldn't even find Justin's podcast. I looked it up, I could not find it.
Oh.
Where is he posting it?
I didn't go that far. I don't know. He just posts on there, and then I don't know if it's been released. No, it has, because he says he gave a date, and honestly, it's not registering. This is very poor reporting, but yeah, it just popped in my head when he said that. But anyways, cannot celebrate yet, but if it's 90 minutes, that would be great. Y'all, watching a 2-hour show is just woof. Anyways, so it's going to be a 23 episode season, guys.
We have to
It's
understand that MAF has been a 19 episode season, and that did not include kickoff specials, mid-season specials, decision day specials. So once again, I'm confused. Does the 23 include all of those? Or are we doing, I guess we're doing 17 regular episodes, two reunions, then this three-part after the whatever series. Does that make 23?
Yes, I think so. So from what
we got, it's 23 plus all other stuff.
No, I think it's the 23 includes everything. I think that it's going to be the kickoff, the matchmaking special, which is going to be hosted by Kevin Frazier on 28th of December. Then the next night, not the next week, there's going to be the Mavs kickoff special with a group of super fans. I mean, we didn't get a call, so it's not including us. So I don't know who the super fans are, but we'll see. And then they're going to have the regular episodes, which is usually 19, right? And then they're going to have three extra episodes of Beyond Decision Day. Usually we just have Where Are They Now? One episode, but it's going to be three episodes
of this. Yeah, that brings us to 22. So are they going to have 20 episodes? Are we going to have a three-part reunion? Are we going to have an extra regular episode?
Yeah, Journey so far. Throw that in there.
I need maps to define what an episode is. Like, if Kevin Frazier's on, somehow that doesn't count as an episode. Figure it out. This article is actually a bit of a mess because this whole 90-minute expanded episodes makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about maps, like we always say, we'll find out. We'll find out what it's going to be. But I think the thing that's on there is they said, this season includes more romance and intense stakes. I just don't know what that means. As well as a shocking twist when one woman's husband makes an indecent proposal to another man's wife. And I am banging my head on the wall. I can't with the dramatics.
On one hand, I can't with the dramatics. On the other hand, it is exciting and fun.
What? I mean, I guess. Like I said, on Married at First Sight Australia, this is a staple. Every single season, someone's cheating with another one. I mean, Maps US, at least it's an actual marriage that I'm just like, can we at least respect that? Because basically, you're cheating on your wife of less than a month. And it's just, I don't know, it's just icky.
It better happen quickly, though. I don't want to wait 10 episodes. So do it on the honeymoon or something.
You can't cheat that quick. Oh man. So I don't know. Let us know if you're excited or sick of it, but I don't know what their plan is. But the other thing that we realized, we've talked about this before, is that they did not add a third expert, which I'm still in shock over. But Megan Good's husband, aka Devon Franklin, is gonna be back, and Dr. Pia is gonna be back, but we don't know if they're gonna have like their 1.5 cameo episodes or if they're gonna be through the season.
I think they'll be doing a couple more cameos, but we'll see.
I don't know. They had enough time. And then do you know if Nashville rounds up the, you know, back then during New Orleans season, they had that 4-season renewal or something like that. Is this the last of it or is Seattle the last of it?
I'm not sure because I forget when those renewals happen, but we know that Denver, is it Seattle, then Denver? Is that, so it's Nashville, then Seattle, then Denver. That's what we're doing next, right?
Oh, I forgot about that. Okay, I didn't know that.
So as far as like future planning, we know we have at least, including Nashville, 3 more seasons of Maps to look forward to. This show will never end.
We're not confusing it with Love is Blind, right?
Nope. It's Maps.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So I don't know what to expect. I feel a little tingle of excitement because this is literally in a few weeks. But I just felt like we had to talk about this.
Even though we were told by our friend, you know, that it was going to come on January 4th, in my mind, I was like, oh, that must be the matchmaking special. No, sorry, Bob. Matchmaking special is before the new year. I'm shocked. December 28th. So our weddings will start on January 4th. Amazing.
Yeah. And one more thing, guys. I know we mentioned it in passing, but the addition is that Pastor Cal and Dr. Pepper don't have enough time for the couples, but they do have enough time to have a digital series, which I'm guessing is going to be on Lifetime.com. And they will be giving their viewpoints on the series' most dramatic scenes. And it's going to be called The MAFS Relationship Rewind. I'm excited because it's not the current season, because it's just overkill if they were going to watch the episode, then watch After Party, and then watch a digital series about their viewpoint. That's overkill. But if it's going to be the most dramatic scenes, I think that should be interesting. But did they really need 20 episodes?
No, a digital series? You guys, you know how much I'm committed to my Housewives watching. This Housewives after the show thing that they do, I don't watch that. It's on the internet.
Yeah, we're going to see how that plays out, when that's going to air, and then we'll figure out logistics. But patrons, you might be eating good. We might be watching that and adding that as bonus episodes in addition to After Party. But we'll see how it goes. And I'm just wondering if Dr. Jessica's yelling at Molly is going to make one of the most dramatic scenes, or if we're acting like she was never on the show.
Never heard of her, never seen her.
Yeah, I think that covers about everything. I mean, we posted some of the couples a while back when people had it, and we have Aries and Jasmine. We have Christopher and Nicole, Clint and Gina, McKinley and Dominique, and Shaquille and Kirsten.
Oh, okay. Do you have any thoughts on any of them?
I had some thoughts, like, in terms of, like, Shaquille and Kirsten. I just know for sure, drinking game alert, that they are going to say building wealth. And power couple. And legacy. I just hear it. I just see it. I just feel it. But they're cute. I mean, he's bald. He reminds me of Vincent. Like a black Vincent. He has a beard and he's bald. Okay. And she's cute. So looking forward to seeing that. Clint and Gina could go either way. They could either be a boring couple of the season, or they could just be the wild cards that are way too different and can't be, you know. But I think they're one of the older couples, so maybe they're the mature ones, but age doesn't mean a thing on MAFS.
I mean, Mitch was one of the oldest people we've ever had. Him and Jake. Those are not, it's not good.
Yeah, we have Dominique and McKinley, and McKinley does not look comfortable in his wedding photo. He just seems uncomfortable, so I don't know. I don't know what we're going to get. No idea.
I just want to correct myself from earlier. Mm-hmm. I don't know where I got Seattle. There's no Seattle. It's just Nashville and then Denver, and then I don't know what we have after that.
Okay. Wait, I thought we had Seattle because I remember us saying that Dr. Pepper was going to be closer to home. So it wasn't Seattle, but it was something on that coast or something?
I'm looking through Kinetics casting because that's pretty reliable. And they just, I don't see anything on Seattle. I could be missing it, but.
Unless we were talking about San Diego.
We might, no, yeah, because see, I think that I might have confused us, because I think I might have seen A Love is Blind that was in Seattle. But I don't want to say that because that'll be wrong too. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. The new feelings of new couples and seeing them together. But it's a lot of changes and a lot of things that we still aren't really sure about. Because like you said, it wasn't exactly clear if the 23 is inclusive of or in addition to. So we don't know.
But guys, we will all find out together. It's going to be a wild, long ride.
Yeah.
But with people propositioning wives and stuff, I have good feelings about this. I just need one good couple. One taking it through the end couple. And I just, as an idiot, I will continue to believe that MAFS will provide that for me.
I don't know. That's all we've been asking for the last couple of seasons. And it's just not, they're just not giving it to us. They're just focused on the drama. So
I live in hope.
All right, guys. Thanks for spending some time with us, guys. And we will see you on the next episode.
Bye.